Hello and welcome to another episode of The QI Guy. I hope you're enjoying these kind of short micro episodes, as I like to call them. We're only here from between 10 and 15 minutes, and long-time followers of the podcast will know that in previous years we've had mammoth episodes in comparison to that, lasting maybe 45 minutes to an hour, where I'm in conversation with another professional working in quality improvement or working in healthcare or adjacent industries that we can learn from. Good news is that we're going to have a one-off return to that format in the next few weeks. I had a fantastic conversation with Tom Rowlandson, who I'm sure some of you know through X and follow on X. He's leading improvement and working with a private organisation that supports healthcare. So slightly different to what we've covered in the past, transcending that kind of private public sector boundary. So there'll be another big episode in the near future for those that like to listen when they go out running. But we're going to stick with the kind of micro kind of, you know, episode and we're going to explore a concept that I don't think we do particularly well in quality improvement, and that's the concept of kind of scale up and spread. So we're quite, if we assume that when we think about a quality improvement journey, there's usually about five or six steps. We hope that the conditions for improvement, the culture, the leadership, the tools, techniques, education, all of those things are in place. So when we think about traditional QI journey and we want to start making improvements, we start with kind of understanding your system, you know, framing, defining your problem, what is it you want to improve, and we will, you know, do lots of activity and collaboration with people to kind of, you know, get a real handle on that, a real understanding of it. Then we kind of move to maybe, you know, refining that and come up with a kind of realistic aim of how we will then affect some kind of change. And we move into the kind of process of kind of design, prototyping, PDSA, whatever you want to call it, where we take those ideas, evidence in healthcare, we make those changes. And we are learning as we go, and then eventually we get to that point where we've learned all we can learn at that time, and we're ready to maybe implement a new way of working. And we do that quite well at a kind of a micro system level. So I'm sure you've had lots of success with improvement in your team or your department. But if we think about that wider organisation, how do we take the learning that you've got from your improvement project and take it to the department next door, the ward up the stairs, and eventually all over your organisation, so that everybody gets to benefit from the changes that you've made, the learning that you've gained, and hopefully the new efficient, person-centred, user-designed way of working that you've implemented. We tend not to do those last few steps that well. And examples of improvement at scale are really, really rare. And examples where you've kind of spread that improvement, even just to the ward next door, in a meaningful, sustainable way, are also quite rare. So I wanted to share my thoughts around how we might combat that, and how we might make those concepts a wee bit more accessible, easy to understand. And the analogy that I had in my head when I was thinking about this, because I love to use analogies and make quality improvement accessible to people, was a contagion. Okay, so we've just come through COVID, and we learnt lots through COVID about how we manage a contagion, a virus, if you like, in our population, and the things that we need to do to stop the spread. And I kind of thought, we can actually need to do the opposite when it comes to, you know, spread within quality improvement. So during COVID, here in the UK, certainly, The main kind of non-pharmacological interventions were about hygiene, hand hygiene. They were about social distancing, keeping 2 meters apart. And they were about masking up, weren't they? Covering up, whether you did that with a mask or a visor, or it was covering up to stop the spread of the virus. And that seems quite reasonable. But if we think of our improvement idea, if you like, as a virus, that's a virus we actually want to spread. That's a virus that we want to infect our colleagues with, we want to infect our neighbours with, and our whole village, our whole community, that organisation that we work in. So, how do we do that? Well, I thought actually we need to get dirty with the details of the idea. We don't want to be hygienic. We don't want to do something and go, well, that's that done. Wash your hands of it and then move on to the next thing. We want it to linger in our hands and our clothes. Stick with me, guys. Because when we go and meet somebody else, we want to have that dirt, that stink, that virus on us, and we want other people to be infected. So we want to remain kind of, if you like, dirty or sticky with that idea. Distance. We need to come together, okay? We have at the beginning of improvement initiatives, we have those big bang events, don't we, where we get lots of people in the room and leadership and teams, and we talk about our challenge and we explore our challenge and improvement, and we set everybody off to kind of improve and change this thing, to kind of achieve our objective. But do we actually then bring people together at the end in a meaningful way and talk about spread and talk about scale up? So actually distance doesn't help us. We need to be coming together more often, being dirty and sharing that learning. And then finally, when it comes to kind of covering up, communication, transparency, we need more of that. We need to communicate more. We need to be transparent in our learning more. That also includes failure. That includes sharing when we don't get things wrong, when things haven't worked, but what we've learned around that. So I think if we follow those steps when it comes to how we might spread and scale up our improvement ideas, I think we'll be certainly onto a better footing than it feels like we are just now. What do you think? Why don't you leave a little review and tell us what you think about this episode, or you can follow the QI guy on X at the QI underscore guy. We will be posting when this episode drops, and you might want to drop in replies and tell us what you think. But what's your theory for how you do scale up and spread in your organisation?